Chapter 27. Here They Come. In Washington, the rain had persisted all night, but the morning brought clear skies and bright sunshine. The meeting with Lisa's controller had gone reasonably well. Jack had agreed to hand over all documentation and evidence from his smartphone and promised to ensure the originals would be couriered from London. The FBI deputy director, a particularly arrogant and self-important individual, would personally oversee the transfer of Colonel Nelson from the British Embassy to a bureau safe house. Nelson was due to be transferred at 8 o'clock that morning. Jack had asked to be allowed to travel with Nelson on the journey to the safe house, but the deputy director was adamant they, the FBI, were now in charge. Although Jack had done a sterling job in amassing the evidence, his services were no longer required. This was an American issue, and Jack should have no more involvement. Vanya Currigan had messaged Jack confirming he'd arrived in Washington and would be at the Lincoln Memorial at noon as planned. It was a little after 6:30 when Jack and Lisa finished breakfast, and as he cleared the table he said, "We have plenty of time before I meet Currigan. Let's go to the embassy. At least we can see Nelson off."
"I'm not sure, honey. That FBI joker made it clear they didn't need any more from us."
"Fuck him. We brought Nelson in. The least we can do is see him off."
She knew it was pointless to argue.
"Okay."
By 7:30, Jack and Lisa were seated with Colonel Nelson in the section chief's office at the British Embassy. Jack could see Nelson was nervous as he sipped at his mug of coffee. Ken Lonsdale, in immaculate three-piece business suit, stood at the window. He too appeared far less relaxed than the previous night. The chit-chat in the room was of no importance as the four awaited the arrival of the FBI transfer team. Just before 8 o'clock, Lonsdale turned from the window and said, "Here they come." 6 large black 4x4s pulled up to the secure side of the embassy building. Lonsdale returned to his desk and sat down. A few minutes later, his assistant, Andrew Gibson, entered with the deputy director of the FBI and 3 other men. Jack looked at the 3 agents and repressed a smile. They were all dressed in business suits and sunglasses. He leaned close to Lisa and whispered, "Looks like a bloody jazz trio." Handshakes were exchanged between the section chief and the deputy, but Jack and Lisa were only afforded a cursory nod from the arrogant man. The FBI boss stood in the centre of the room and said, "Okay, this is how it's gonna work. We have 6 vehicles. These will be split into 3 separate convoys. You, Colonel Nelson, will travel in one of them. Once the vehicles exit the embassy grounds, they will disperse and your convoy will get you to our most secure safe house. Okay? Any questions?" Marcus Nelson stood up and shook hands with Jack and Lisa. "Thanks. I hope to see you again." Jack nodded. "Yeah, me too. Take care, Marcus." The deputy director clapped his hands. "Okay, let's get this show on the road." In the secure parking area, Jack and Lisa watched as the colonel climbed into the last of the 6 vehicles. Nelson flicked a salute just as the door was pulled shut. Through the blacked-out window, he saw Jack's hand raised in acknowledgement. Before he left the embassy, Jack called his brother Matthew, and, although still the middle of the night in England, the phone was answered immediately. "Jack, hi there."
"Morning, Matthew. Hope I didn't wake you."
"No, I was waiting for your call. How did it go?"
"Yeah, went okay, I guess. The feds have just picked up the colonel. We decided to see him off from the embassy."
Matthew cleared his throat.
"Okay, good. Well, that's it, I suppose. It's in the hands of the Americans now. When are you coming back?"
"I'll hang on a day or two and let you know," said Jack.
"Okay, stay in touch and stay out of trouble. It's not our problem now."
"Yeah, right. Okay. Bye for now, Matt." Instead of going back to Lisa's apartment, they drove into the city. The day was warming up after the previous night's rain, and the heat from the sun in the clear blue sky was tempered by a light breeze, making for a very pleasant morning. The roads were busy as usual, but as they weren't in any particular hurry, Jack sat back, happy to be driven around the monuments like a tourist. Eventually, they ended up in Georgetown. They parked up and walked down to the Potomac River,
found a table in an open-air cafe in front of the Watergate Hotel and ordered a cappuccino and a Coke. "You want me to come with you to meet Corrigan?" said Lisa. Jack shook his head. "No, I don't think so. He's unpredictable enough as it is. I'll talk to him alone. But you should definitely be close by." She smiled and then winked. "Okay, honey, I'll watch you back." Jack laughed just as Lisa's smartphone beeped. "Hello? Lisa Raynard?" Jack watched as her smile slowly faded.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Of course, sir.
"Yes, we'll be there later today."
Yes, of course.
"Thank you, sir. Goodbye."
"What is it?" said Jack.
Lisa looked at the phone for several seconds, then turned to him, eyes narrowed. "The FBI convoy was hit when it arrived at the safe house. Nelson's dead."